Marriage Most Scandalous by Johanna Lindsay. To Larry, Jennifer, you found love, may you always cherish it. Prologue. 1808, England. They met at dawn. It was a narrow opening in the trees, just off the forest path, but a well-known spot nonetheless. An old rock there, partially hidden in the brush, nearly 2 feet round, was reputed to mark the site of some ancient battle. It was now known as the Duelling Rock. At least 7 duels were verified to have taken place there over the years. Many more were mere rumours. There were other places in the south of England, of course, for men to settle their differences, but none quite so renowned as the Duelling Rock. Men even came from as far away as London to satisfy their honour at this site in Kent. Sebastian Townsend and his best friend Giles had explored the area as children, fascinated, as boys will be, by tales of honour and bloodshed. They were neighbours, and had grown up together as their estates bordered each other. The Duelling Rock was located in the forest north of their homes. It was the natural place for Giles to name for them to meet, just after Sebastian had said to him, "My God, you married a whore." Giles had socked him, and rightly so. Sebastian shouldn't have been so blunt. His only excuse was that he'd been in shock. But then, he'd just found out he'd unwittingly slept with Giles's new wife. How the devil was he to have known? The woman shouldn't have been at that soiree in London, alone. She shouldn't have given the impression that she was available, introducing herself by only her first name, Juliet. But she had done more.